Lutheran Hour Ministries, bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Hello, I'm Pastor Ken Klaus, speaker on the Lutheran Hour. A text for your devotion for today. From the 17th chapter of Luke, the 3rd verse, it reads this way: If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. One of our listeners wrote to us with a story that I thought was worth sharing. She was telling how, after a lengthy and loud argument between her 3 children, they had been sent to their respective bedrooms. They were supposed to do some serious thinking on what it means to love one another. It was about a half hour later, during a booming thunderstorm, that she went up to their rooms to bring them down. The children were nowhere to be seen. She called for them and eventually heard a voice. "Where are you?" Mom asked. A small voice meekly answered, "We are all in the closet, forgiving each other." It's sad that it often takes a frightening experience to make us do the right thing, including forgiving each other. We, like those children, hold on to our grudges and arguments until we're forced to let them go. That's not what our blessed Savior did to us, and it's certainly not the way the Lord wants His forgiven children to live. Which is why, in the name of Jesus who has washed us of our sins, I encourage you to do the same with your resentments. It seems like a lot better idea than to wait for a thunderstorm to scare us into forgiving each other. Let's pray. Dear God, forgiving is not easy for me sometimes. I know that you don't want me to hold on to grudges. Please, fill me with your strength and love so that I can let go of past hurts and resentments. In Jesus' name, amen. Won't you join with us in sharing the Savior? Please contact us at the Lutheran Hour.com.